Can you hear it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Test, test.
Test, test.
Test, test.
Oh, definitely, yes. Especially now for the new mosque.
So you're busy? Work-wise?
Hello.
I actually started graduate school, so...
Test. Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
Oh. Testing.
Okay, and that's how we're just doing it consistently. Okay, so that's just how we're going to be doing it.
Who is my supervisor?
Called to order. Juanita, you want to take attendance?
Here.
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 I don't know about Commissioner Huntoff. Commissioner Strander's ill tonight.
Did folks get a chance to look at the minutes who were here last month? Mm-hmm. Any motions?
This is Commissioner McLeod. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as they've been prepared and as we've read them.
Oh, okay.
I'll second that motion. This is Commissioner Schumann.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So we're going to start with a walk and roll briefing from Jamie.
For the record, this is Jamie Revis. Tonight I'm going to provide an overview of the city's non-motorized transportation plan, which includes projects and programs to support walking and bicycling in Tukwila. I'll go through some information on the background for why the city developed the plan, research that went into the plan, the seven major recommendations of the plan, and then implementation to date. So the state adopted changes to the Growth Management Act to require cities to plan for pedestrians and bicycles. And in 2004, Tukwila made some amendments to the comprehensive plan to comply with the changes that the state made. So Tukwila added new policies and implementation strategies in support of non-motorized transportation. In December 2005, Tukwila was awarded a grant from the Department of Commerce to and the grant provided funding to develop the walk and roll plan. The walk and roll plan was adopted in January 2009, and in ordinance 2222 adopting the plan included a complete streets policy. So I'll talk a little bit about some of the research that went into the plan. We started out by gathering information. We took inventory of the existing assets in the city, including sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes. And we also identified missing links in the non-motorized transportation network. We did an analysis of origins and destinations. We looked at where, you know, where people are coming from and where they want to go. We took a look at existing reports, plans from adjacent cities, and maps. And then we did public outreach, including an open house, meetings with community groups, employers, the Tekalila School District, and then we also did a community bike ride with the Planning Commission members and City Council members. So all of the research that we did informed development of a prioritization for missing sidewalks to try to decide which missing links to build first. It helped development of new trail projects, including multi-use trails like the Green River Trail and neighborhood walking paths like the numbered walking trails that are in the Tukwila Hill neighborhood. The research that we did helped develop the designated bicycle-friendly streets, which are meant to form the backbone of a future bicycle network. And then the research we did informed the 7 major recommendations of the Walk and Roll Plan. So now I'll go into the 7 recommendations of the plan. The first is to is the adoption of bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure designs. So these include standards for things like bike lanes and wide curb lanes for bicycles, trails and paved shoulders for facilities that are for use by pedestrians and bicycles, and then designs for pedestrians, including separated sidewalks and sidewalks that are located just adjacent to the roadway. The second recommendation was to designate bicycle-friendly streets, and this is supported by a comprehensive plan policy that's to include bicycle improvements in street improvement projects on designated bicycle-friendly streets. So up until this time, we didn't have designated bicycle-friendly streets. So this designation helped implement that comprehensive plan policy. And the map shown here is a little bit difficult to see, but the purple lines are the designated bicycle-friendly streets, and the map shows how they connect into adjacent cities, including SeaTac and Renton. The third recommendation in the Walk and Roll Plan is to continue construction of neighborhood links. So continue construction of sidewalks and neighborhood trails. And this is supported by Comprehensive Plan Policy 13.5.6, which is to provide additional sidewalks and foot trails as opportunities and development occur. And on this map, the red lines that are shown they represent the top 12 ranked top 12 ranked missing sidewalk projects. And then the brown lines on there, and I'm sorry, it's difficult to see, but the brown lines are unimproved rights-of-way.